Hey guys, this is Sandy Lowe, and you're listening to the Starshine Magazine podcast.
This is Sandy Lowe, and I'm here with actor Barry Corbin, who you might know from Northern Exposure, One Tree Hill, and more recently as Dale on the Ranch. Barry, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure, Sandy. Thank you for having me.
I'm very honored to have you. I personally requested you when they gave me a list of the cast from Eminence Hill, because I'm a big fan.
Well, good. I need all the help I can get.
Speaking of Eminence Hill, what can you tell us about the movie and the role you play?
Well, I haven't seen the movie. Everybody I've talked to who's seen it liked it a lot, but my participation in it came late. In the project, the actor who was supposed to play the part that I play had a health issue, couldn't do it. He's all right now. He's fine now, but they called me and asked me to do the part, and I read the script and thought it was kind of interesting, something I hadn't done before, so I agreed to do it, but I only had 2 days, so we had to do about a week and a half's work in 2 days.
Oh, wow.
So it was a hurry-up deal, but it was. I hope it worked out well. I think it probably did.
Well, I'm sure. What can you tell us about the plot of the film, even though you haven't seen it and kind of rushed into it?
Well, it's a Western, basically, but it's also, in a weird sort of way, kind of a horror movie, too. There's a certain amount of violence, so if you don't like blood, don't see the movie. But if you do, there's plenty of that. I don't want to give too much away, but my part, I come in about halfway through the movie, I think. And I'm the patriarch of a town and everybody who's in the town is sort of members of a cult back in the 1800s, you know, we try to stay away from the regular world. We don't want to have all these sinners around us.
Of course not.
we try to keep everybody out. If somebody comes in, they're welcome, but they've got to stay.
Now, are you a fan of Western movies?
I love Western movies. I wish we'd make more of them.
Yeah, there's not too many being made these days.
But wherever I go, even if I'm in New York or Chicago or, of course, anywhere in Texas, everybody says, when are you going to make another Western? I said, when somebody comes up with one.
Yeah,
I'm always ready to do a Western, but I think the guys in Hollywood they're either afraid of horses or they're afraid of the Wranglers. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you think Eminence Hill will fit in with a modern audience?
I think it's good because it's not your typical Western. As I say, it's got a kind of a horror edge to it too. It could be it's not sci-fi. It's not that kind, but there is a suspense to the thing. It's kind of suspenseful. You have no idea what these guys are stumbling into.
Right.
And the guys who stumble into it are not the nicest guys in the world either.
Well, I look forward to seeing it. Now, you are a cowboy in real life, owning your own ranch. Has that helped you get into character from any of the roles you've played?
Yeah, a lot of times you get in these Westerns and the guy and some, the actors always say, I can ride, I can fence, you can always bluff your way about doing something. You just have to look like you know what you're doing. But with a horse, you've got to kind of know how to, you got to know the basics, and you've got to be able to let the horse know what you want him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these fellas don't know that. You know, they think a horse is like a motorcycle. You just start it up and it goes.
Yeah. No, I've only been horseback riding one time, and I didn't know what my horse was up to.
Well, if you don't know what he's up to, then I tell people that when you're with the horse, you and the horse ideally make one entity, and the horse is the body and you're the brain. Well, if the brain malfunctions, the body will get rid of it.
So, that is true. Now, I'm a huge John Travolta fan. So the first role I saw you in was Urban Cowboy.
Well, that was my first studio movie. So that was
I was looking at your IMDb page, and I was like, oh, look at that. I saw you in your first one. That was the first time I saw you, even though it was years later. So to me, you're always Uncle Bob. You know, anytime I've seen you in anything after that, I was like, oh, look, Uncle Bob is in this.
Well, I'm a lot of people still call me Uncle Bob. The woman that runs the diner where I sometimes eat breakfast called me Uncle Bob.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
And Deborah Winger also calls me Uncle Bob whenever we get together.
Oh, that's cute. Does it ever bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. You can call me anything you want to as long as I get paid. You don't write the check, Uncle Bob. You write the check to me, but anything else, you can call me anything.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. That's good logic.
Yeah.
Are there any other characters that you are, you know, kind of recognized on that people just shout out that character's name instead of your real name?
It depends on what their deal is. A lot of people call me Roscoe from Lonesome Dove, people, you know, some people think of me as the general in War Games. Sometimes Coach Whitey from One Tree Hill. Let's see, what else would they? Sometimes they call me Maurice from Northern Exposure. So I'm not particular. Whatever you like, I like too.
That's good. That's good that you have a good spirit about it. Who is someone you've always dreamed of working with that you haven't gotten a chance to yet?
Well, most of the ones that I've wanted to work with are dead now.
Oh, well, that's sad.
No, I've worked with most of the people I wanted to work with who were around when I came in, you know. A lot of the younger guys, I don't know who they are, but they're real good. I just enjoy working. That's
right.
My deal. I don't see a lot of the stuff I do. You know, a lot of it I just assume not see, but I love doing it.
Well, that's interesting. I like that attitude though. I mean, it's not about the glitz and the glamour. It's just about the work.
No, that's it. Yeah. That's why I always like to be around horses, because they don't care if you're famous. They just care if you feed them.
That's true. Yep. So after Eminence Hill, are there any other projects we can see you in?
Well, there's about eight. I think there's about eight in the can that have not shown yet. I've got. See, there's 20 more episodes of The Ranch that are not yet put out for public consumption yet.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, there's a movie called Bay House that'll be out sometime, hopefully. And now, of course, Eminence Hill, Magic, what is that, Magic Max, that's, I think, pretty well finished, but they haven't released it yet. I can't think what all. Better Call Saul. I've got a three episode arc in that one. I don't think it's aired yet. I don't know.
Very nice. Well, and, we'll be sure to... go ahead.
And I just did last week a pilot. It's either a pilot for a TV sitcom or it's a long Bob's Big Boy commercial. I'm not sure which. So I just finished that one. I don't know when it's going to air, where it's going to air, or anything else.
All right. Do they still have Bob's Big Boys? I haven't seen one of those in a very long time.
They've got the original. We shot it in the original restaurant in Burbank, California. It was built in the 40s, I think 49. And I think they just had their 70th anniversary. And last year, they wanted to tear it down to build an office building, but they got a historical designation on it, so they'll never be able to tear it down now.
Well, that's good. That's at least we'll always have one.
That's what this sitcom's about. The sitcom that we did the pilot for is about people wanting to tear down the Bob's Big Boy. And my line is the last one in the show. I said, "Not while I'm breathing." So we'll see how that goes.
Well, I'll keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for speaking with me. It was a true pleasure and an honor.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you, Sandy. And I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, guys, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening to my interview with Barry Corbin. Also, check out my interview with Anna Haar, who's Barry's co-star from Eminence Hill on starshinemag.net. And check out Eminence Hill in theaters November 1st and on demand and DVD November 5th. Talk to you guys soon.